WHDD presents Susan Says.
What a week to have to be home glued to the TV, but it was too hot to go out anyway. First, the weekend of the incredible, almost state funeral of war hero Senator John McCain. I admit, I was particularly interested as a friend of mine's husband was a pallbearer. No names. But I can't wait to hear from her what it was really like to be a part of history. I liked him until he picked Sarah Palin, but he acknowledged it was a mistake. He was devoted to service, country, and most good values, as opposed to you-know-who-what moron who had the nerve to criticize that he had been captured. If you ever read what he suffered, the torture for five-plus years, it's inconceivable that one could survive and flourish with a great sense of humor intact, but he did. To see the Bushes and the Obamas was fun. Megan gave the kind of wonderful eulogy a daughter gives to her beloved daddy. I did it. I had to keep myself from sobbing when listening to her, trying to stop herself. This was such a poke to the elephant not in the room or invited. Out tweeting and hitting golf balls, have the courtesy to stay in and shut up. Aretha's funeral was a long day of singing and prayer, and only spoiled for me when I saw that anti-Semite Farrakhan given a place of honor. The songs, the great spirit, the celebration of her life, and her outfit changes. Wow! And then the Supreme Court hearings. What a farce! I was one of those who thought the Dems should just walk out, but I've been convinced by others that would not help anything. But what a fiasco. There should be no hearing for anyone just like Garland. Remember? Yeah. Now we have indictments coming. So it's a year not to honor anybody's submission for the court. I must say I had no idea either way about the choice, but when he turned and spurned the hand offered by one of the murdered teen's fathers of Parkland, well, he lost me there. And then he didn't use the second day to apologize. What is wrong with him? This self-proclaimed lover of kids and coaches of girls. Yeah, that picture's worth 1,000 words. And finally, the great Bob Woodward's new book. Can't wait. Every time I heard a person say, yeah, so we all know this, deranged Donnie is either an idiot or a moron, I start to laugh. To hear newsmen say it, it's just funny. But this idiot is in the White House. So let's hope not for long. I've already ordered my book, can't wait. And now, finally, the New York Times op-ed by the hero Gutless Wonder. Yeah, he can be both. It's great that we have a grown-up when we have a terrible 2 toddler for president, and yet, what if it's a president we love and they had this coup going on? Then what? This is not good. Repubs, where's the Howard Baker among you, the Barry Goldwater, someone with guts and decency? I'll wait, but not for long.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.